So both the Planovian and Solodo have a claim on Plin Minor?
That's right. But the Solodo were determined to terraform the planet.
Which would destroy much of the Planovian's natural habitat.
Everything was going great until Ketus accused the Planovian ambassador of stealing his seal of office, which just so happens to be made of solid Mithra.
And therefore worth a small fortune. Where was it kept?
On his cruiser, the Luster. A real beauty. Top-of-the-line security systems. Cameras, pressure pads in the floor, the works. No one could get in or out.
But someone did.
The Planovian ambassador?
According to Ketus.
Able to slip through doors.
And float over pressure pads.
But if there's security footage...
Hold that thought. Enter.
You called for me, Jedi Avaros?
Chief Tonin, thank you for joining us.
Ambassador Ketus is keen to depart.
I'm sure he'll stick around if it means we can find his seal.
I'm not sure how I can help.
He can give us access to the Luster security footage.
I'm not sure that's possible.
You have reviewed it.
Yes, I have.
Then you won't mind if we take a peek. He can use his terminal.
Very well. But I don't see what good it will...
Chief Tanu?
This isn't right. The footage, it's been deleted.
By whom?
It's not possible.
Chief.
It was deleted using my clearance codes. But I would never, I had no reason to...
To steal the seal yourself?
Why would I? Ketus is already gunning for me. He told me if I bomb out again...
An interesting turn of phrase. What do you remember about the robbery, Tanu?
Nothing. Ketus discovered the seal was gone. He was furious. He blamed the Planovian, said he was going to have it out with them, and...
And you checked the security footage?
I must have. I told the ambassador I had, but...
But now you're not so sure.
I would have checked. I'm sure I would.
His mind is clouded.
But I sense no deceit.
Not about the seal, anyway.
I'm not sure I like your tone.
Oh, I mean no disrespect. But tell me, what did you mean by bombed out?
He's not the easiest man to get on with.
That much is obvious. But bombed out is a phrase from Sabacc, is it not? I assume you play.
Yes, I do. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, depends on how much you lose.
I can't see how any of this is your business.
Have you played since arriving on Station Zeta?
Yes, there's a casino on level 20. Chance encounters.
Anyone we know?
I'm not sure.
I think we should take that as a yes. Padawan, I think you should pay a visit to the lower levels.
Where's the money, Arath?
I told you. Your boss will get it, but he has to be patient.
No, he doesn't.
You don't understand. I just need for things to die down.
Should have thought of that before you cheated.
I didn't.
Liar!
Oh, what's the point? I can get into real trouble for doing this. But no one cares about droids, do they?
You're dead!
Not if your boss wants me to pay up, so why don't you scuttle off and tell him it's on its way?
Arath!
Stang.
What are you doing?
This droid tried to rob me. I was teaching it a lesson.
Liar!
Sounds like there's something wrong with his vocabulator.
There is now.
Let him go. I think you've made your point.
Have I, droid? Have I made my point? Good. And don't try anything like that again. Go on, get out of here.
You showed him?
Yes, I did. But we don't need to mention this to your master, do we?
Well,
or Rail, for that matter.
I'm not... Sure, then.
You know what a stickler Dooku is for rules and regulation, although he wasn't always. The stories I could tell you.
Well, perhaps we could discuss them over a drink? Or maybe a game?
Aren't you full of surprises? Did you have anything specific in mind?
I was thinking Sabacc.
You play?
Oh, not exactly. I've never had the chance, not on Coruscant. But I've watched all the hollows, and I studied the rules.
And now you want to break some.
Can you get me into a casino?
Not in those robes, but what if we set up a little game of our own?
Oh, that would be great.
Meet me in my quarters in 1 hour. Don't be late.
Oh, I won't be. Thank you. This is going to be so great.
I've watched all the Hollows. Like stealing slime from a brain slug. Come in.
Oh, where are the others?
They will be here, don't worry. Although, I've had to ask Tanu.
The security chief?
Security risk, more like. But don't worry, he's harmless enough. That'll be them now. You ready for this, kid?
I was born ready.
Glad to hear it.
I hope you didn't start without us.
Dooku?
I heard there was a game.
What? Here? No.
Drop the act, Arath. Where is it?
Where's what?
The Solo Dose seal.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Huh. Then you won't mind if we search your room.
You can't.
And why is that?
I've done nothing wrong.
Then why is your heart racing? Qui-Gon, are you ready to have a look around?
Oh, he was born ready.
You heard that then.
And you're never going to live it down, kiddo.
You can't do this.
Stop there.
By the bed.
That's where it is, isn't it?
No, why won't you believe me? There's nothing here.
And what are we sensing?
A guilty conscience.
No, stop.
Will you look at that?
The seal.
Aren't you full of surprises?
We have our culprit, Master Braylon.
A wrath. Why am I not surprised? What is it? More gambling debts?
He's done this before.
Master Dooku, will you bring Diplomat Arath back to Coruscant?
Happily.
The Solo Doe will demand justice.
Return the seal and see what you can salvage from the situation. We may have to hand this over to the Republic. I doubt either the Solo Doe or the Planovian will trust us now. Braylon out.
Well, that's just great. 6 months of negotiations down the refuse chute.
How did you know?
The mess you made of Tanu's memory.
I assume you had him delete the records so no one could see you using the Force to circumvent the pressure pads. You're a disgrace.
Here we go. Yoda's little favorite.
I'd quit while you're ahead if I were you.
Why? It's not like you're going to do anything. Not really.
Not unless I hand you over to the casino. How much do you owe, exactly?
You wouldn't. Would you?
He's joking.
Probably.
Don't worry, Arath. I'll make sure you get what's coming to you.
And did he?
Another gap in your memories.
I wasn't exactly around at the time.
According to this, Arath was assigned to the Archives. Hardly what I'd call a punishment.
Oh, you've never been there. Besides, you know the Jedi. Always ready with a second chance.
More fool them.
What's that?
Another data disk?
In the pad's case? That doesn't make any sense.
Perhaps Dooku found it when he returned to Sereno. Where's that reader?
That's definitely Dooku.
Nearer the age he is now.
Go on, then.
Jenza, I realize it's been a while since we communicated, but you have a right to know what really happened over the last few days, and my part in it.
Sounds promising.
If I could change what happened, I would. But events were in motion long before I discovered Ramil was on Coruscant.
For the Force is strong. For the Force is strong.
Come.
Master Dooku, I'm sorry.
Don't be. I was just meditating.
Are you injured?
Hmm?
Your arm, the bandages.
No. No. It's an old habit. Nothing more. Would you mind feeding Colleen?
Oh, of course. How long has it been since Master Costana last saw her?
I dread to think. Forgive me, Qui-Gon. But I thought you were assisting Master Aralan with the Katar Adumbrature this morning.
I thought you'd be happy that I'm not.
You know my feelings on Seers.
And yet you allow me to continue to work with Aralan, for which I am grateful.
As with the Holocron of Prophecy, I would rather you studied such texts with my blessing than behind my back. Is Aralan sick?
No. We've been summoned by the Council. Master Aralan said he would manage alone.
from within his tank. Now that's something I'd like to see.
Another time, maybe. The Council were quite insistent.
Do you know why?
No, I'm afraid not.
Then we shouldn't keep them waiting.
Ah, Dooku, there you are.
Master Braylon. Master Aerith. And Jedi Droom, too.
Congratulations on your elevation, Gratz.
Thank you, Qui-Gon.
You must be very proud, Jor.
I don't think so. Pride is a dangerous emotion. We would do well to remember that.
Aerith never changes, does she?
I honestly thought I'd be able to stop apologizing for her once I was knighted.
There is no need. Jor speaks her mind. I, for one, find that refreshing in a council member.
Come, come.
Shall we?
Thank you for joining us, Master Dooku. You must be wondering why we called you here.
I am, naturally, curious.
Well, I'll get to the point. You are to join me in representing the Jedi at the Coruscant Air Rally, Dooku.
I am.
Unless you have someplace better to be. Gretz and Qui-Gon will accompany us.
We would be honored, but can I ask...
Why?
You know how popular these races are. The eyes of the galaxy will be on Coruscant. It will not hurt the Jedi to be seen at such an event.
Invited by the Candavan Ambassador, Jor was.
Then why am I required?
It's quite simple. The place will be teeming with politicians and celebrities. You have a natural affinity for such... people.
I do?
You know you do. You're charming, Dooku. Charismatic.
Everything Jor is not.
I hardly think that's fair, Master Braylon.
Please, I am quite aware of my shortcomings. As it appears, is my former Padawan.
Shortcomings that don't include her hearing, it seems.
You have no idea.
There is another option. We could choose not to go.
Master Braylon?
Why should the Jedi flaunt themselves in front of the glittering masses? It debases the Order, making us no better than... politicians and hollow stars.
I have already accepted the invitation.
With due respect, Master Braylon, the Candavents are a powerful force in galactic politics.
Politics. It's all about politics these days. Your minds are obviously made up. Very well. I'm sure you'll enjoy your day at the races. Just remember that you are Jedi.
Trust Master Dooku to remember his place. I think we can.
Naturally. We will be the souls of discretion.